Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them some position, then to respect them and recognize their status, this is also part of our deen. So the hadith we did last, and Maymun ibn Abi Shabibin rahimahullah, and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, marra biha sa'ilun. Once a beggar passed by, went by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, fa'atathu kisratan. So what she did was she gave him a piece of bread. وَمَرَّ بِهَا رَجُلٌ عَلَيْهِ ثِيَابٌ وَهَيْئَةٌ. And then another beggar went past, another person asking for something went past, but this person was well-dressed, and he had a very good appearance. فَأَقْعَدَتْهُ فَأَكَلَهُ. What it means is that he, in terms of his maqam, his status, was a much higher person. He was a person of noble, unlike today. You sometimes find a person who is a beggar, he dresses well, just to give people false pretense. Or sometimes you get a person who is well-to-do, but he acts like a beggar, he acts like something is wrong with him, so that he may get something. That time what you've seen is what the reality was. So if a person was dressed well, meaning a person had that level of maqam or that status. So this person was well-dressed. When he came to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala an, she instructed that he sits down. فَأَكَلَ فَقِيلَ لَهَا فِي ذَلِكَ. And then obviously he ate, food was given to him, he ate, and then he went away. So she was asked regarding this, that there were two people, but yet your treatment to both of them were different. Why was this so? فَقَالَتْ. So then she replied, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أَنزِلُ النَّاسَ مَنَازِلَهُمْ. رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدْ. She said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that treat people according to their status. The status Allah has given them, that maqam Allah has given them, somebody will be the president, somebody will be the citizen, somebody the father, somebody the mother, somebody will be the child. Someone will be the employee, somebody will be employer, someone will be rich, somebody will be poor. So according to the maqam Allah has given that person, see that person, honor him. In other words, recognize that position Allah Pak has given that person. If you recognize people's status, their position, the maqam Allah has given them as far as ilm is concerned, as far as age is concerned, why Allah Pak made that person be born before you, that's in Allah Pak's ilm, in his knowledge. But our duty is to recognize his status and treat him accordingly. We see from today's hadith how a person should treat those people that Allah Pak has given ilm, extra knowledge, etc. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qal, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that Qadima Uyayna ibn Hisn fanazala ala ibn akhihi al-hur ibn Qais. There was a sahabi by the name of Uyayna ibn Hisn. He came to stay with his nephew. He came as a visitor, as a guest, to come stay with his nephew. His nephew's name was al-hur ibn Qais radiallahu anhu. وكان من النفر الذين يدنيهم عمر. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to keep some people close to him. These were known as his assembly, his majlis that he would keep close to him, because they knew Quran, because they were well versed in Quran, in knowledge, etc. So the reason he would keep them is if he needed mashura, then he will turn to these people. One thing we learn from this, how important it is to take mashura from those people that are learned. Take the mashura, take the advices, because it will help us all the time. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would keep people close to him, few people. So one of the persons that he would keep close to him was this nephew. So the uncle came, Uyayna ibn Hisn, he came to stay by his nephew, Hur ibn Qais. So Hur ibn Qais was one of those persons who Umar radiallahu anhu would keep close to him. وَكَانَ الْقُرَّاءُ أَصْحَابُ مَجْلِسِ عُمَرُ وَمُشَاورَتِهِ. The people that had knowledge of Quran, they would be the assembly of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they would be he would take advice from them. Kuhulan kanu or shubbanan. This is the part that ties up with the chapter we're doing. Whether the person was an old person or whether he was young, the fact that he had knowledge, out of respect for that knowledge he had, Umar radiallahu would keep that person close to him. So anyway, what happened? Faqala Uyayna li ibn akhi. So this uncle, Uyayna, who came to stay with his nephew, so he told his nephew Hur that, listen, yeah, you got close ta'alluq with Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, you got good standing with Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, can you do me this one favor? Oh my nephew, يَبْنَ أَخِي لَكَ وَجْهٌ عِنَّ هَذَا الْأَمِيرِ. You have some standing closeness to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Amir. فَاسْتَأْذِنْ لِي عَلَيْهِ فَاسْتَأْذَنَ لَهُ. Why don't you, I want to speak, you get permission that I can come and speak to him. In other words, because he had close contact, like somebody's got contact with a great person, a senior person, a famous person. So the uncle is saying, please just get that permission, I want to speak to him. You're close to him, tell him that your uncle wants to see him. So this Hur ibn Qais, he did this. His uncle was a visitor by his place. He requested that he wants to speak to Umar. So he did it because he was close to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So he was granted permission to speak to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. فَأَذِنَ لَهُ عُمَرُ رَضِيَ anhu فَلَمَّا دَخَلَ قَالَ هِي يَبْنَ الْخَطَابِ. So when he was granted permission to come speak to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, When he came there, the first thing he did was he said, "He ibn al-Khattab." He addressed him. He didn't even address him by his title, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen." He didn't give him that level of respect that one would normally give to the Amir. He didn't even call him by his name, Umar, but rather he told him, "O the son of Khattab." So out of this respect, he said this, "O the son of Khattab, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا تُعْتِينَ الْجَزْلَ." I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not giving us sufficient stipend. That amount that you should be giving us as citizens of the country, you're not giving us that. And the next complaint, he told him, "La tahkumu fina bil adli," and you are not a just ruler. So two things he told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Firstly, he asked for permission to come. Now the permission was given to him. This is the way he spoke. And then he told Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, "You're not a just ruler." فَغَضِبَ عُمَّر رَضِيَ anhu hatta هَمَّ أَن يُوقِعَ بِهِ. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu got very, very upset with this. Firstly, he gave the man time to come speak to him, and he allowed him to come. And when he came, this is what he did. He used that time, he didn't use that time correctly. And in other words, he's complaining that the money he's getting is not enough. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's not being a just ruler. As we know that this is a very serious thing, where a person makes accusations against the ruler. In Islam, if they are unfounded, they are not correct, this is a very serious crime, because the person is supposed to respect the maqam of the ruler. Allah Pak has made somebody the ruler. The juniors or the people of the country have to respect that ruler. So this is a very serious thing. So what happened was Umar radiallahu anhu got very, very upset, until he reached a point where he was about to punish this person. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْحُرْ. So the nephew of his now came to his defense, and he told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O the leader of the believers, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَالَ لِنَبِيهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ." Allah Pak told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, "خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ," that adopt forgiveness. And the next thing you should do is you must command good. And the third thing Allah Pak has commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his ayat, which is very important for all of us to try and adopt, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, ignore those that are ignorant. Those that are ignorant, you'll find somebody on the road when you're driving, somebody is ignorant, he'll just start hooting at you, or start swearing at you. Just ignore him, take this ayat into consideration, that person who's ignorant, that we should turn. Actually the word a'arid means turn away, nicely. In fact, in the Fajr namaz today, wasbir ala ma yaqul, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told that make sabr upon what these people are saying. Many people will say many, many things to a person, many people will say a lot of things, so make sabr upon what they're saying. Wahjurhum hajran jamila, move away, a beautiful moving away. In other words, turn away from them, don't pay attention to what they're saying. So this is what this Hur had told Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. This is what Allah Pak had told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that wa'aridan in jahilin, turn away from the ignorant people. And this uncle of mine, wa inna hadha min al jahilin, he's from those people that are ignorant, they don't have that level of knowledge, etc. So this was the advice that Allah Pak had given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi ma jawazaha Umar hina talaha alayhi, وَكَانَ وَقَّفًا عِنَّ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. The moment Umar radiallahu ta'ala was told this, he didn't move one inch, he didn't say anything further, immediately he stopped in his tracks. The hadith says that Umar radiallahu was such, that the moment Quran was told to him, he would immediately stop out of respect for Quran. The fact that Quran was told, and Quran had some implication and meaning to him, immediately he would stop. He didn't do anything. وَكَانَ وَقَّفًا عِنَّ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Such a high level of respect as Umar radiallahu anhu had for Quran, that if somebody had to tell him an ayat of Quran, it would stop him in the track, even though he was so angry like in this situation, but he didn't do anything further. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq. So much of Quran we listen, so much of hadith we listen, but it doesn't stop us in our tracks from committing gunas. It doesn't stop us from doing the wrong things. We should also make dua that Allah Pak makes us like this, that we hear Quran and immediately it stops us. We hear hadith, immediately it stops us from not doing what we are not supposed to do. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.